Good morning, Dolma, Cheki, Tenzin.
Yeah.
You are all visiting.
Yes.
Where are you from, Dolma?
Where I'm from? I was born in India. I live presently in France.
How long have you been now in France? How many years?
More than 8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
You don't miss our world?
I come regularly. Twice in a year.
Cheki, you are from Dharamsala?
I'm from Dharamsala, presently staying in Delhi. Hmm. I'm working there, I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Yeah.
How are you connected? You are just visiting Aurora?
I'm just a visitor. I heard a lot about Aurora.
So that's your first visit?
First visit.
And how you found it?
I found the place very peaceful, very nice. People are good. We actually planned to stay only 3 to 4 days in Aurora, and now we are like, how many days? We
8 days.
8 days in here. The place is really good.
What did you like the most?
The surrounding, the people. I like the people. All people are really like, what is it?
Nice.
Really nice and really cooperative and really
generous. Really generous.
Generous?
Aurovians, like Pavans, like
no, Aurovians. And the people in Tibetan Pavilion.
Generous, like which way?
Generous as in they're not hesitant to help you, you know? Like you need to find direction somewhere. They're more than happy to help you. They're not hesitant at all. And just the way people greet you and people, they smile at you and I don't know. It's kind of tough to find that, even in Tibetan communities these days.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Tibetan.
You also live in Delhi, yeah?
No, I'm living in Canada currently.
Hmm. How many years now?
I've been there for about 6 years now.
And before you were born in India?
Yeah, born and raised in India. And I completed my secondary school in Dharamsala. And then after that, I went over to Canada with my family, like with my parents and my brothers.
And what are you doing there?
I'm in university. I just finished my third year of the Bachelor of Nursing program in Calgary. So another year to go.
And what brought you here?
Visiting.
No, but I mean, you heard from friends or how?
Yeah. Actually, we have some common friends who were here 2 years ago. And so at this time when we said we are coming to India, like I'm coming to India and we're going to travel around India, they were like, oh, make sure you go visit Aurora. It's really beautiful. And we were like, we have to visit.
And you're going to stay how long? 3 days or what you said, 8 days?
Yeah, we were supposed to stay 3-4 days, but we ended up, today's our 8th day here.
And you will stay some more?
It's time for me to go back in a few days. So, we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. So, you finished your school in Dharamsala?
Yes. We are from the same school.
Yeah.
I finished from the same school. And it's been like 1.5 years I've been working.
How is there for you?
Delhi?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I stayed in Delhi for like 5.5 years. Delhi also feels like second home. I know Delhi very well now. Delhi is good, fine. Except the weather is too hot.
What do you think about Tibetan Pavilion?
Tibetan Pavilion?
I mean, that's thing, yeah.
Tibetan Pavilion, it's like our home. We can do anything here. We go to the kitchen, we make food for ourselves. Like, we know all the people here. They're like family.
How you feel? Because when you left, they started to build, yeah? The Tibetan Pavilion.
It was early.
Very money.
On the way to finish after that. Mm.
So what do you think now with the fountain and everything?
I think it's a good place to gather Aurovians or for Tibet. And or what do you call it? Tibetan Pavilion represent Tibet. Mm. So peaceful, if there is calm surrounding environment, that's great. It represents Tibet completely.
When you were living here, you lived in here or some other community?
No, I was living Well, I changed a few communities, aspiration, fraternity, utility, as well, Dana. I moved everywhere.
Awesome. You were working where? Somewhere else?
When I was here, same. I was working in Pitanga Hall, cafeteria, where else? Health center, culture. Namrita Karen workshop.
Moving around. Moving and trying around. So what do you
want? I was young when I came here. I was very young. And it's a good place to experience, you know, to have a different view.
The oral experience helped you anyway in the life in France?
Well, just the view, human view, that's it. I could differentiate what kind of people are here. I knew why they are here, most of them. And now being back in, you know, living in France, coming back to Oroville, I could differentiate. If it helps me or not. No, I didn't learn French when I was in Oroville, so that was a big stuck when I arrived in France. What else? Yeah, I learned, but not sufficient enough to speak. Tapas, Olivia were giving... I attended French classes. That was not sufficient, because I didn't have a... speaking experience, and on the top it's because every they are mostly, I mean, most of the European here are French. I think the most, no?
Yeah, the biggest problem it is, but it's not
it's English. I mean, no, in Oroville.
You communicate in English.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. There are many French, but they are all, we all communicate in English. That's what I mean.
Actually, it is to live in exile all the time.
In exile?
Yeah, because you do live in exile. You got the government in exile.
It's heavy to support. So it's, you know, to me. I mean, I talk about myself being Tibetan, and you know, I mean, we are good in India. We India received us in such a welcome. But what we call it there, it's called Tsikinyamis. Kodiyadala ngonzo exile lai chura, refugee lai chumara undi. Yeah, we are titled as refugee Tibetan in exile. Yeah, in other way, yeah, it's heavy.
But you feel like that? I mean, because... all of you were born in India, yeah?
Yeah.
So how you feel as a, to be in exile? Because that is your home. When you're born, the roots are there, yeah?
Yeah, but we have our home back in Tibet also.
Yeah,
Tibet
no, that's what I'm asking. How does it feel?
We are sort of, you know, we, I don't know, me.
You got a feeling of loss or something?
Yes, sometimes.
But in Europe, I think that all the Tibetan, because I know my country, they support a huge, also German, the other
that's
European
true.
Countries, and Canada as well, is also supporting.
Yeah.
So how do you feel there? I mean...
You mean being in exile?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I used to live here in India, I always thought that just because we are not, you know, we're not Indian citizens... but we don't have our own land, so it's kind of like we belong nowhere, you know? We're like citizens of nowhere. And yeah, internationally we do get a lot of support, which is really nice, but at the same time we always know that we don't have the same opportunities as a lot of other people, other like people our age in India, because we don't belong here. Like ultimately, we're not meant to be here. We're supposed to be in Tibet.
Yeah, but still you can go to school. You can most of it. And maybe that's just a feeling.
Yes, yes, but you know, at the same time, you can you always know that, you know, we're not the same, like the Indian citizens, and we're not the same. We don't have the same rights. We don't have the same opportunities in a lot of way, and I'm in no way undermining the support that the Indian government has given us, but I'm saying that, you know, for us to feel at home, we need to have the same, you know, we need to feel that we're equal as the Indian people. And being in exile, we don't, because we know we're refugees.
The houses in
Canada? No, I didn't mean that. To me, being just the title refugee or exile, it's just heavy. But being in India and being with Indians, to me, it's just my land. India is my land. I'm closer with Indians rather than any other nationalities. And when I come to, when I look around and when you see how many friends you have, the people where they are, you feel closer with Indians. It's very clear with me. I'm talking more in politics sense, titled refugee, exiled, it's heavy for myself.
It's a label, yeah?
And it's heavy that we are, you know, we haven't seen our own country. So we are in India. We are doing perfectly well here. But still, Tibet is Tibet.
Yeah, what about how it feels in Canada? Is it the same way? Or Europe?
Well,
Or it's easier?
Now that I'm in Canada, I kind of feel like I look back and whenever I talk about home, I'm always talking about India. You know, whichever part of India I come from, which is mostly Dharamsala. It's kind of funny. It's kind of ironic, actually. But anyway, Canada, it's... I don't know, in a way, we have all the rights. Like, me and my parents became citizens a little while ago, and now we're all citizens of Canada.
So you got all the rights of voting and everything else. Yeah,
so, in a way, I feel like, you know, I'm a Tibetan at heart, but now I belong somewhere. I have a Canadian citizenship, and, you know...
That you were missing as a child?
We never have a citizenship. And the Tibetan government exile cannot give us citizenship of Tibet. And we're not Indian citizens. So, you know, being a citizen means you belong to that country, or you belong there, right?
That's true.
And growing up, we never had that. And so, in a way, it feels good that, you know, now, like, legally, I belong somewhere. You know, I'll always be a Tibetan at heart. That will never change. But
that's uncomfortable. I'm holding a French citizenship. Well, I have to somehow to be, you know, to be able to travel and to be legal on this earth somehow. But
so with the papers,
I belong to Tibet.
Papers from Dharamsala is hard to travel. If, for example, you. Chuki, you want to travel somewhere? Because you
I don't have a passport.
You can't?
Yeah, I can travel. I have Dharamsala's RC. I have the thing Indian gave us.
The Indian government has given us travel document.
Travel document.
So you can travel?
We can travel.
It's just not the same.
Just not as easy, though.
But, yeah. I ask a lot of questions.
I remember trying to fly in from... I used to hold that Indian identity card. So it's a yellow book. That's the travel document. And me and my mom were trying to fly into India from Calgary 2 years ago. And we were stuck at the airport at the check-in for about an hour. Because... They couldn't tell what it was, and they had to call their. We were flying through Heathrow, so they had to call Heathrow headquarters to confirm that we were okay to travel, even though we had the Indian visa stamped on there and everything. and I think at that moment I realized that it was not the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a passport, they just scan it. They look at it, they scan it, and you're done. We stood there for about an hour, just waiting. And at every airport, when you try to get into the plane, when you board the plane, and they take like extra few minutes to try to figure out what that book is.
That's true.
So international traveling is a nightmare.
I changed my what we call it, passport just because of that, because I was stuck at the airport in Muscat with my son. And my son was holding French citizenship, red passport, République Française, and I was holding identity card, travel document given by Indian government. And I had a transit of few, about long hours. And usually when you have more than 6 hour transit, you have to go out of the airport in the country. So I had to ask for visa. And they didn't want to touch or look at my yellow book. And they said, "This is your son?" I said, "Yes." Okay, they looked at a French passport, turned around. "He's too young to go alone." I said, "I know." And they said, "Okay, you can't go out of the country, out of the airport, you can't go in the country." So I contact my airlines and I said, "I have a small kid and arrange something for me, please." So they immediately found something. So Indian Airlines took me and I arrived here in Auroville and I went to French consulate and I asked for French citizenship. And they asked me to change name if I want to change name. And I was like, I already changed somehow, the passport, because I was very proud of being holding that yellow booklet to travel, because I always wanted to be like Tibetan refugee, until Tibet, we are back to Tibet, but it's hard, so.
It's very hard.
At least I kept my name, full name. They proposed me to change names.
So, you see any hope?
For Tibet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Someday.
Because the world support is huge. The only, it's probably the restrictions only coming from China.
Yeah.
Do you think world support is huge?
Yeah.
I think,
because I live in France, we...
Because they're Tibet center all around.
Yeah, that's
and,
not...
And there's
it's
a
different track. That is more human, what we call it. Human, yeah. Aid.
I think at this point the Chinese government and the China mainland itself is very strong economically and population wise, and I think it's just a matter of the change or a certain change in the government system.
Then I think that definitely will come up.
So do you think
they
will give you some? Autonomies, at least, or something like that.
I think so. I think the way the Chinese government's working right now, suppressing people and just it's almost like a dictatorship that they.
It's not almost. It is.
Well, yeah, they call themselves communist, but they're capitalist. The way they work, and see China's economically, they're really strong.
Yeah.
And the reason they're so strong is because they suppress their own people. They don't take care of their own people. And at some point, these people are going to get tired. They're going to get angry. And they're going to get angry enough to overturn the government. And I think that is that's inevitable, and I think that's our window. That's our window to get a fruit of it.
Now Dalai Lama, he stepped off, yeah?
Yes, he stepped back.
So what that means? It's gonna be change some way?
There are gonna be changes
going
possibly.
In the government. But for better, for good. The changes are for good. So we're hoping for best.
Who is now instead of Dalai Lama?
Dr. Lobsang Sangye.
Well, I think the Dalai Lama will always be the favorite of Tibetan people, but on a political level, our communications with the Chinese government and internationally, the representative of the Tibetan government in exile would be the new person that we have elected democratically. Mm. The Tibetans all over the world have voted for him, and not for him per se, but have voted, and he has come out as the elected winner of this democratic system. So he'll be the new representative.
You think Aurobindo can contribute somehow?
I think it already is doing a lot. Like, people who come here who have no idea what Tibet is would come in and say, oh, all these nations have their own pavilions, and look, Tibet has its own pavilion. Where is Tibet? And they come in and they see, they see all the history we have. They see the people, like they see actual Tibetan people, and and also the architecture of this building. It's very, I find it very Tibetan. Yeah, and I think Auroville is already contributing to the Tibetan movement because we have welcomed
Venice.
Tibetan people here.
Yeah. And Dalai Lama comes regularly.
Yes.
He came
2 years back.
Two times, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think, the Aurovillians getting to know the Tibetan members of the Tibetan Pavilion gives them a good idea of what a Tibetan stands for, what Tibet is, what Tibetans are. And I think they in turn will be able to, expand this recognition of why Tibet should be free, why Tibet should be, should not be under China anymore. All the other countries that were, under imperialism, like domains of other countries, have already become free by now, years ago. One of the last few countries that are still under imperialistic occupation of China.
Are you going to be involved in Tibetan activities in pavilion? When you go back to Canada or when you go back to Delhi? You will stay in touch?
Absolutely. Would love to come back and visit.
Just visit?
Visit, stay. Something? I mean, like, being here for the last 8 days, I feel at home here. Getting to know everyone. We found some old connections, and yeah, we're all from the same school. We're all from the same Tibetan school.
You came separately, or you travel together?
Oh, we're traveling together.
You're just on holidays, yeah.
Yeah.
You're active in France to support Tibetan Pavilion or Aurobindo somehow?
No, I support Tibet in France. Mm. I represent. We organize a lot of events for Tibet.
So you will still stay out for a while? You don't miss Aurora so much?
Well, how can I say? Do I miss or not? I'm coming regularly, so probably that means something. If
can you stay how much? 1 month, 2 months?
2 months. In India. So I'm going up to Delhi, Dehradun, and Dharamsala. And I was in Bailakupi. So, Aurobindo and India, my second home.
Enjoy your trip.
Thank
See you next time.
It's been great here. Thank you.